Hey, welcome to Astounding Universe. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
Today we're going to be talking about mistakes. I can relate to mistakes because as I slouch my way into my senior years, my life seems to be one genuine dance of mistakes. What sort of mistakes are we going to be talking about?
We're getting close to the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope that's going to replace Hubble. And there's something very scary about this thing.
And this has to do with mistakes?
Sure does, because as we know, the Hubble Space Telescope required a whole bunch of repair missions because things went wrong, gyroscopes failed. There are all sorts of reasons we had to service them. The James Webb Telescope is going to be placed beyond the moon, where no one can ever reach it. No one can ever fix it. It's got to work right from the beginning, and it's got to never fail. So we have to ask ourselves, never fail? Have we ever had that before? And it brings up the topic of blunders in space.
Well, let's stay with the James Webb Telescope for a second. There must be some reason to put it on the dark side of the moon. What's the upside of this?
Well, it's farther from Earth, so it doesn't get the glow of Earth. And because it's an infrared telescope rather than a visible light telescope, it's very sensitive to heat. And so having that, instead of just orbiting about 300 miles up like the Hubble did, having it more than 250,000 miles away on the far side of the moon protects it from Earth's glow. And that's a good thing.
Okay, but the bad thing comes down to, what would you say, space hubris?
Yeah, if it ever really seriously messes up, we're really screwed. Can I say screwed?
You just did. Basically, they've put it in a place where it can never be repaired or be repaired with great difficulty?
Repaired, not at all. We'd have to essentially launch what's equivalent to a moon mission to get it back and to fix it. It makes you think of, well, what really messed up that we didn't think would mess up in the past? Because the past, of course, is the key to the future.
Now, you're talking about things like World War One and stuff like that. Or this is just staying in space. This is
In space. And this goes back to 1962, early in our space trekking careers, when the U.S. launched the Mariner 1 craft towards Venus. And it was destroyed. You know why it was destroyed?
Because they put it on the dark side of the moon?
Because there was a comma, a punctuation mark, missing in the computer code.
You're kidding me.
No. And that was enough to completely destroy the entire mission to Venus.
Oh, my God. I told them they should have put that comma in there.
And that wasn't even the last time computer codes destroyed a spacecraft. A few years later, in 1994, the Russian Phobos probe to Mars blew up. And that was due to a flawed computer message. They sent a computer message to it, and boom, the whole thing exploded.
Comrade, we forgot to put the comma in the program.
And at that time, we were already kind of shaken because a few years earlier in 1991, the Hubble Space Telescope, expensive, wonderful space telescope, was launched into space with a mirror cut to the wrong shape. Do you remember that?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, when the first light was received and we were first looking at a galaxy, the galaxy was blurry because the mirror was misshapen only by the width of a hair. But that was enough to blur the whole image. And as we know, an expensive repair mission with a thing called COSTAR that was like a contact lens, one of the instruments had to come out and be replaced with this device that would correct the image. It was very expensive. It was repaired. But why did it happen? Why was the most expensive telescope ever built sent into space with a wrong-shaped mirror? Wasn't it tested? Well, yeah, it was tested, but it was tested using a faulty testing device. The point here is things go wrong even on the most expensive missions.
I know of one. I totally know of one. Tell me this is on your short list. This is like infamous, right? Didn't a NASA probe miss its target?
1999, it was the Climate Orbiter going to Mars. And one team was from an aerospace company and one was NASA. One was using metric units. The other was using imperial units. You know, we're talking about pounds versus kilograms. And because the message was sent for it to fire its engines just as it was arriving in Mars, just when it was almost successful, the thing went into the Martian atmosphere and heated up and was destroyed. Actually, it bounced off into space and became a useless piece of space junk because of that failure to use the same units or at least catch that problem. So who would have even thought of that? That was back in 1999.
They used inches instead of metrics.
That kind of thing, yes.
Oh, my God. What I want to know is what happened to the guy who didn't put the comma in and the guy who did that? They formed their own company.
So no. The problem is, and we're not even talking about the really tragic ones that cost human lives, the shuttle tragedies. So the bottom line to all this is, should you ever launch an expensive, and this is expensive, James Webb is expensive. We're talking about $1 billion or so mission that cannot be repaired. Should you do that? Well, we are doing that. And so that's why it's sort of cross your fingers and hold your breath.
Well, it comes down to what, oversight? You have to have somebody on the team who's a total anal compulsive, get an obsessively compulsive person on the team who's going to check every detail 4, 5, 6, 7 times. There's a place for them at NASA.
There is, and there usually are. And even that's not enough.
So what's the take home here? We don't launch stuff into space?
You know, it's if it works fine and we all hope that it does, then no problem.
That's a cautionary tale, to be sure. If anyone wants to share with us your magnificent mistakes, things that you did, not on a cosmic scale, but things that were humorous, no loss of life, please, that we want to know about, but colossal mistakes that you made that you want to share with us, just go to our Facebook page, post it, and we'll laugh along with you. Okay, so until next time, I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And you've been listening to...
Astounding Universe.
We think. We're not sure.